Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk fitness and health with social media sensations Faith Stowers, Desiree Rose, and Kashawn Cookie Sims. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
All right. Hey.
We had a full party.
Get the party started.
Hey guys, welcome to Fit Club. As you can see, we have some company. Yeah. It is a full house today, and I am loving all the, I guess, estrogen that we have here.
Yes.
We are overpowering all that testosterone.
I'm bringing my boys on later.
All right, you guys, we have an amazing show for you. As you can see, we have these lovely, sexy, beautiful, intelligent, fit women on this show, and they are doing their thing on social media, and we're going to talk about the pressures of being on social media, and we have some interesting findings and reports as well as other health and fitness topics. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon. Shaka, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Miss Cookie, where can they find you?
Instagram is Cookie with 3 E's, and Twitter and YouTube is Seasons Fitness.
And Desiree?
Instagram and Twitter, Faith Stowers, Snapchat, I'll take two of you.
And Desiree in the corner.
All of my social media handles are Black Rabbit Babe. But I obviously my name is Desiree Rose. Everybody knows me as Black Rabbit. So let's just keep it that way.
I am loving it. Okay, so let's jump into our first story so that way we can get to y'all and have some fun. Experts are saying that sunscreen is not, I guess, as effective as it's advertised. So 73% of sunscreens don't actually work, and they're actually worrisome, the ingredients that are in sunscreen. Shaka, tell us more.
Well, yeah, and this is interesting because it's summertime, and, like, I didn't realize how little I knew about sunscreen. So I didn't even know UVA rays, UVB rays, and so they're both harmful. UVB typically is on the surface of your skin, what makes you kind of burn. UVA is what gets a little bit deeper. So you want to look for something that's broad spectrum and that has a good SPF. And then do you guys know what SPF really means? Like why there's 30 and 15?
I did not know this until this report either.
Yeah, I felt kind of stupid. I was like, why have I never researched this? But basically, it's the amount of time you can spend in the sun to burn. So you kind of like maybe start at SPF 1, like in terms of us naturally. So if it says SPF 15, it means you have 15 minutes.
No.
Are you serious?
15 minutes?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
So SPF 30 minutes.
So is there anyone higher than 30?
I think there's
30.
Like 50, right? 50's like 50. I've seen.
There's some that go up to over 100.
So, oh, really?
So the important part with sunscreen is to really reapply.
And people don't know either. Once you jump into the water, once you start sweating, you have to reapply.
Yeah, there's no such thing as waterproof sunscreen. So right now there's a push to kind of get that off of sunscreen because people
does
believe
say waterproof,
it, and then they don't have to reapply.
Right.
So,
right. And you know, I am Dominican. I have this brown skin. I thought that I could never burn, but even though you have a darker complexion, you can still burn. You're getting bad rays.
I'm burned.
You can get bad rays, and now there's two different type of rays.
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Okay, so the first ray is the UVA rays, and that's the deeper. So when the sun hits you, the UVA rays are more harmful underneath the skin than the UVB rays are the outer layer skin. Yeah. So this is, you know, like when you're getting the physical sunburn.
So when we see SPF, that's for UVB. When you see the words broad spectrum, that means it also covers UVA.
Okay.
So you need to see broad spectrum on your
skin. Yeah. I always wonder why they put broad spectrum. I was like, oh, they're just trying to use, like, fancy words.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And now, we have the regular application SPF sunblock, but I like to use the one that you spray. However, dermatologists are saying that it's not effective enough because when you lather it on, you really got to coat it on. But when you spray it on, you're only getting a little bit, and you actually need more.
The reason I don't like the lotion one is, you know, for as dark as skin people, it makes me look
purple. Well, you know what? There are,
it makes me purple. Yeah. I look like the girl sister from
the same.
There are special sunscreens out there for people of, you know, a darker complexion. So you can look for those. Also, this is something that I do. I will take my moisturizer that has SPF in it, and I will mix it with my foundation. That way my face doesn't get a white glow, and I don't have to spend more money. So if you are sick of that ghostly look when you put SPF on, you want to mix it with your cover-up foundation, and that way you don't get that look, and you can protect your face.
That's a good idea. I know.
And another thing, you want to make sure you lather your neck, too, because... Where is your mind at?
No, because there's so many people, you can tell they don't put sunscreen on their neck.
Yes, exactly. So you need to cover your neck for many reasons. You don't want to be that old lady with a wrinkly neck. Yeah. You don't want a burned neck.
Face beautiful,
yes,
wrinkly neck.
Exactly.
Not a good look.
For women, that is the first place where we usually show aging. Yeah. So you want to make sure you get the neck.
Protect the neck.
And we have two ingredients that you don't want to see in your sunscreen. Retinol palmitate.
Yep, retinol palmitate and oxybenzone. So
don't want to see those in your... So you want to get sunscreen that does not have those in it.
And this is how much I didn't even know what was in the sunscreen. So oxybenzone is a hormone. Yeah. And research has found that this affects your reproductive system. Just to let you know, anything that you put on the skin, it will penetrate. So think about it. People who are quitting smoking, they have the patch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're not taking a pill. They're just putting it on their skin, and the nicotine is going through their body. So imagine what our makeup does, what our lotion does, what our hair products do.
Yeah.
Everything that you put on your body, you need to look at the ingredients and research them, because you really don't know what you're putting on your skin.
Do you guys have any summertime go-to for sun skincare that you guys do?
Glow products. Anything like that makes your skin glow. I think they have like a natural glow. Jergens has like a natural glow, I believe.
Yeah.
Like those products.
I'm real simple, just coconut oil.
I was just gonna say coconut oil.
Because I had stopped for a second. I went to Miami and I started using it again. Yeah. And when I was there, I got this really cool glow. Like red.
Natural SPF. Coconut oil actually has a natural block for...
It does? Yeah.
Really?
Natural. Well, that's beautiful because I put that stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
I caught myself, though. Yeah. I don't know.
You're, I like that.
I just bought, actually, these tiny little containers of coconut oil. They're extra virgin at the 99-cent store.
Nice.
Believe it or not, they had these little tiny ones, all natural, like... I don't even remember the brand, but they just had stocked them up, and I was like, I bought a bunch of them, and the girl behind me, I didn't even think she spoke English, and then she tapped me, and she was like, is that good? I was like, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You should try it. So she bought one. I was like, I put it everywhere. She's like, you put it everywhere?
Everywhere, girl. It's a great lubricant.
You're like that old lady from Red Hot. Says, I put that shit on it.
Exactly. Loaded up in my bag, coconut oil.
You hit that 48 range. Coconut oil is a great lubricant. I recommend it.
Oh, wow.
For all the couples out there.
Oh.
Spice it up. Get the coconut oil.
There you go.
We're getting some real tips now. Some good health tips.
That's what I'm here for.
My tip isn't as juicy, but you also want to put coconut oil or the sunblock on your lips, too, because a lot of people burn on their lips.
Yeah.
So a lot of chapsticks don't have, they don't have protection. So you want to put it on your lips and maybe in some other foreign places. We're spilling the tea.
To get that beep, that buzzer.
Guys, if you guys have any, summertime products that you love, let us know. I'm going to ask the engineer right now. Can you please pull up the YouTube page? Because there's a live chat that while we are on live, and if you're watching right now live, we will see you message. And if you have any questions for us, please ask away.
Yes.
All right. So our second topic that we have is... New studies have found that social media has the, I guess, most negative impact on your mental health, considering, you know, all the other social media platforms? Shaka, why is it Instagram? So why does it have to be my favorite one?
Yeah, so we have, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube. And of all of those, only YouTube was the one that was viewed favorably, that gave people positive feelings about themselves.
That makes sense.
In general. And so Instagram was the biggest culprit. And so it showed that people had low self-esteem as a result. And essentially it was people really comparing, you know, themselves to someone's best life. Like, we're all putting the best of ourselves. I'm not putting, like, I'm crying at 2 a.m. over ice cream. And that's not going up on IG.
Yeah, of course.
And so how do you ladies kind of cope with it as people that consume and then as people that are leading? Do you try to do stuff to let fans know that, hey, these pictures look great, but I'm also a real person. I want to relate to you on a real level as well.
I think YouTube, people on YouTube are more open. Yeah. So you will have someone there crying, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning eating ice cream, whereas Instagram it's not. Yeah. There is more comparison on Instagram. I actually just had a situation yesterday. I was partnering with a company and looked little, like, sticky bra.
Oh, my God, yes.
And I don't...
I literally posted that today.
Right, so I don't have... I'm, like, barely an A cup, right? So I posted it. And got dragged, through the mud because I don't have boobs. And they were like, why would you promote this company? It's just like, I'm getting body shaped because I don't have tits.
Yeah,
what?
Right.
But it's crazy because, like you said, on Instagram, everyone's trying to be perfect.
Right.
So if you are open, and my entire journey I've been open. I've expressed, you know, how at one point in time I wasn't that happy. I didn't love myself. I was depressed. So I am, like, my journey is being open. So when you are open, because Instagram is, like, a perfect platform, you do have more criticism.
Yeah.
So I did get...
Do you want to hear something interesting? I sent this to my boyfriend. Let me just pull up our screenshot.
By the way, you look amazing.
Let's just talk about her for a minute.
I would love to look like you. Are you kidding me?
I sent it to him on Instagram. I was going through, when I did the TV show Fit to Fat, I was going through just the YouTube comments. And I didn't know how to take this. And my boyfriend, he's so cute. He, like, literally, like... what is it called? Flagged all of the comments that he did.
He's a reporter.
Like, you ain't hurt my boo. Like, you ain't say that.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was weird. I didn't take it offensive, but I thought, like, wow, they really went in on me. And hold on, let me just. There's so many stuff
what
we send to each
on
other.
You for?
So on the show, I had to gain, before I trained my client, I had to gain 45 pounds in 4 months and then lose it all. It was crazy. And now I can't find it, of course. And basically, everybody was going in on the comments, but it was actually the reverse. It was, damn, that fat ass. You look good when you were fat. Like you don't look as good as you are when you're skinny. I can't remember everything.
There are women everywhere going, that's not a problem. What are you complaining about?
But, like I was at my biggest, and if I showed you photos, it was... But they almost made me feel bad for getting back to my normal size. Like, oh, you don't look good skinny. Yeah. You looked better overweight. We liked when you had a stomach, and when your face was fatter, and your ass was... this big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was almost the opposite, you know? And it was just like, okay, well, now I'm at a comfortable weight. I'm at a healthy weight. Now I feel bad almost. Like, damn, do I need to go back and eat?
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
It was, I couldn't comprehend it. I can't find
it. How do you guys cope with it for yourselves and then also as leaders?
I mean, I feel like... You really have to have a strong mindset.
Yes.
Over everything, like, at the end of the day, you're putting yourself out there on social media. It's for everybody in the world to see, and you can't take that back.
Yeah.
But people forget about it for a second. They're like, oh, I mean, like, I can delete it. No, that's on there forever.
Yeah.
People see that you don't even, they don't have to like it. They have viewed it, but maybe they haven't interacted with it.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't know these things. But basically, what I'm trying to get at is you have to really... take a minute and realize what you're doing. It's not a trendy thing. It's like you're really putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And if you do it in a beautiful way, be like, you know what? Everybody's different, and have that understanding that people have preferences and they're going to like it or not like it or think you're too skinny or too fat or too fit or whatever the case is. You should eat meat or there's so many variables, but if you can just look at it as being like, I mean, like at least they're engaging with me.
Right.
At least like I can show somebody who's maybe you'll get negativity is easily expressed, but positivity is it's hard to get it out of people, especially on the internet. And now you see Instagram go down on the likes and the interaction because they can just scroll through shit and. They can go through it and screenshot it and save it for later, and they don't have to engage with you. Yeah. But they're still, it's still in their mind, and you know what I mean. So even if you have to think about those people who are too shy, who are on the other end of the, you know, the screen, taking those photos and being, I'm inspired by you. And you know, 3 months from now, they might be like, oh, I went on this journey and I followed you from this time to this time, and look at me now, and they're proud, and they're posting.
Exactly.
But you don't see the beginning. You don't hear about that. So you just honestly take it with a grain of salt and just know that there, with every negative person, there's 10 more people that are fighting the same battle, and they're with you on it. But they just don't express that.
So I have two questions for all of you. The negative comments, should you reply, or do you just let people talk? You post it, you put it out there. Do you reply, or do you still? You look at it.
I do both. Sometimes I ignore it, and then sometimes just like, you're not going to come onto my page. And especially if it's about my body, I do respond. Because it's just like, you're not going to come to my page and then tell me how I should feel about my body.
So do you like Rihanna respond? Like drag them?
You know, I do have a little clap black in me. Yeah. I got a little clap. But my thing is, it's just like, especially for me, it was a really long journey to get to the point where I love everything about myself, and I'm extremely confident with who I am. So when I clap back, it's just like, you're not going to come here and then try to make me feel bad when you can't, because I love me.
Yeah.
And I do it more for the people who are scrolling, who do see it. Like,
She stood up for herself.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I do get a lot of DMs of people like, you know, I'm in the same position you are. I have the same body shape that you do. And when you said X, Y, and Z, and when you post X, Y, and Z, it made me like, okay, I can do this. So sometimes I'll clap back in a comment, and sometimes I'll clap back in an actual post. Like yesterday when everyone dragged me, I did a whole post dedicated to like the journey, because I am confident, but imagine if I wasn't. Right. Imagine if I wasn't. Like, imagine how much confidence it took to post a video with no shirt on posting this. You know what I mean? So imagine if I wasn't 100% comfortable with myself and I'm doing this promotion. Imagine how that could have made me feel. Yeah. So I'm doing it in a sense of, like, forget what your personal opinion is. I know for me, there are a lot of women out there, because when I went on my own personal journey, I didn't have a platform or someone to look up to who was small and petite, who didn't have boobs, and it's like, it's okay to not have boobs.
Yeah.
Like, I've even thought about competing and doing, like, fitness competitions before. And every single time I do, everyone's like, yeah, perfect. You know, I'll go ahead and get a boob job. If I'm going to compete, I'm going to do it with a flat chest.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Great.
I think it's amazing. For me, it was tough. I think because Vanderpump Rules on Bravo is an all-white show,
so you were thrown into, like, the fire.
Yeah. I was completely thrown into the fire. Didn't have a glam squad. Didn't have any of that. So, girl, we was messed up sometimes. But you know what I've noticed? Like, everybody who do their first season, they look a little crazy. They come to everybody. So, if you go to Basketball Wise, if you go to Ross, shout out to Nene Leakes. Everybody look crazy. Nene Leakes came back like, shut everybody down. Blonde bombshell. She's amazing. Shut everybody down. But I think it was tough to see, like, people comment, you know, you're representing the black race wrong. Girl, get your hair done. Really? And, you know what the crazy part about that was? I think because I kept doing what I was doing, I ended up getting a hairline to help promote. And I was like, dang, after all that, that hairline. You know, but that was pretty cool. It's tough. It's tough in the beginning. And I noticed that everyone gets affected by it. Because if you follow big social media influencers, even Kylie Jenner herself, Instagram made it available for you to turn off your comments.
Yeah.
Like, to actually turn off your comments. Mm-hmm. And you can't see where people at, their walk in life. You can't see what people are going to say. And I think it's very important to take the good with the bad, because you want to see where people are. You want to see how people think. You don't necessarily have to believe in them or believe what they're saying. But I think it's good to have everyone kind of see what's being said about you, because half the time, they're embarrassing themselves.
Yeah.
They really are embarrassing themselves. Yeah. And you never know what's going to happen.
And quick shout out to Omar in our chat. Says he loves it. So. Thank you, Omar.
That's my
boo. Thank you.
We got a power card. Do you have a friend? I need a support friend. Okay. Thank you.
I love the support.
I have a question for you, ladies. So the two recommendations that they have over there in the UK, one was... basically, it's correlated, your depression on social media is actually correlated to the amount of time you spend.
Right.
So the one recommendation was, there should be a pop-up. Hey, you've been on 2 hours on Instagram. Get your ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, or, like that, and then they also recommended that pictures have, like, some sort of disclaimer that it's a filter has been used.
Yeah.
Or this has been...
Or Photoshop.
Or, yeah, or all of the above.
Yeah. So something that lets you know it's been edited. What do you guys think about those recommendations?
Hell nah.
See, the thing is, I feel like I can tell when things are edited.
Yeah. No, you know, when you see somebody in real...
I mean, if it's minor, it's not a big thing. You know, it's just like makeup. Yeah. I put makeup on because I don't want you to see, you know, my pimples and my scars.
So should we have the little thing that says edited on the bottom?
But you, I think you know. You know what I mean? But I feel that we already know it's edited. We know it's filters. We know what people look like.
But do
I feel
we, like, though? We do.
I feel like we do. I feel like we go to Instagram because we want that fantasy.
Yeah.
We want. I don't want to see people looking like they just woke up.
Exactly.
Ah. I'm sorry.
I mean, I agree with that, but I also, you have to remember people like in the Midwest or like almost very like small. Yeah, where I grew up. Like, that stuff... Now that I live in LA and I see the smoke and mirrors, I'm like, okay, like, I get it. Appreciate it. But coming from, like, a teenager back in, like, a small town, I'm not going to name any because the only ones I know are mine. So, but people back there, they can't even fathom that all of it's smoke and mirrors and stuff. Like, they really believe that this is real, especially in, in LA. Like,
this,
exactly. And everything is all judged up.
Yeah.
So it's I think it's important to give a little bit of like education on social media for people who don't understand that like these are filtered because people will they get this big complex or they become depressed and they're like, I'm not good enough and become suicidal and you know, do crazy things, but there needs to be some sort of balance. Yeah. I do think we should be able to like pride ourselves in our abilities to be glammed up and live in where we live.
Girl, yeah.
But there needs to be a little bit of realism there.
Yeah, I agree.
What I've done and what I've seen a lot of people do in the fitness industry is kind of show a little bit where it's like, here's what I look like, and then they'll do a side-by-side. This is 2 seconds later. Here's what I look like when I pose with the lighting just right.
Exactly, yeah.
So people can see the realism. Yeah. Do you guys do some of that?
Kind
of
for me, I do make sure I post a lot more videos and photos, because videos you can't alter.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So especially being a person in fitness, and there's so many people in fitness who've gotten work done to their bodies and who do use Photoshop, so many people... Like, oh my God, this person has such an amazing transformation. It's like, girl, you don't even know because they don't even look like that in real life.
Exactly. Isn't that funny when you meet somebody for the first time and you follow them? You're like, that ain't right. You're like on the Instagram, like,
you have to double check. Like, is your name? Yeah. Is this real? Okay.
Like, and that was your inspiration, too. You're like, oh.
That's what's so crazy is like, going on a journey and following so many of these people and meeting all these people in real life, and it's like,
you ain't that big.
Yeah.
It's like my story of like Soul Swipe? Soul Swiping catfish. Straight catfish. Showing up. I mean, I think you should love yourself. I was going to say it's big, but you know, you should love yourself. You love yourself.
So. All right, we got one more story for you. I guess, you know, a lot of famous celebrities have a big influence not only on, you know, looking good, promoting products, but also on health awareness.
Yeah.
And studies have shown this, and even Charlie Sheen, when he first came out about his HIV positivity or being HIV positive. He was being positive about his HIV.
Yeah.
Positive.
But, you know, they saw a huge spike and increase on the at-home HIV test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So once he came out, he was open, he was honest, he was real, he was being vulnerable. It actually helped the community to go out and get tested.
Yeah.
How do you feel, or are there any celebrities, have they come out and did something that made you more aware about your health or your...
Or what are you doing to make other people that are following you guys more aware of their health?
I mean, obviously, being in fitness, you talk about food and stuff like that. But even something just outside of health, like the whole, like, Kendrick Lamar Humble song, something as simple as, like, you know, the whole Photoshop comment. I think people using the platform for people to just be themselves, because so many people don't know how to be themselves.
Yeah.
So I think when celebrities use platforms to say, hey, it's okay to be you. You know, it's okay to, like, you know, to try to say, okay, yeah. he messed up, you know, in life and did X, Y, and Z and got this disease. I have it. Okay, now let's figure out how to move forward. You know what I mean? To accept what you have, and then I think that's kind of
awesome. I think that's the best way to do it, because you can be in the gym every day trying to lose weight, but if you can never see the perfections in yourself, you'll always see the imperfections in yourself. Exactly. You'll go out and you'll get surgery regardless. Yeah. You don't love yourself. I think it's important to let people know off top to believe in yourself and enjoy your body and enjoy yourself, because then you can't really go wrong. Yeah. And if you love yourself, you watch what you put into your body.
Yeah,
that's very true. Mm-hmm. You are, honestly, having a platform and being, you have your voice. Your voice for people who do not have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just today, like, I ran into this charity organization, and I forget the name, so that's terrible, but the whole conversation we were having was they were talking about how they were helping people overseas and stuff, and that, you know, they were the voice. Basically, nobody knows what's going on, and we choose not to, because we live in a... We're blessed. Yeah. We're very blessed to be living where we're living, no matter what other things are going on. So I think that it's... Like, for me, I mean, I use it as... I'm being vegan, like, fitness. Everything that I promote is always all natural, organic, like... I make it a point to be like, you have to take care of it. You only have one body. You need to take care of it. And people start getting sidetracked with fancy things and going out to these dinners and, ooh, this looks good. And it's just instant.
Yeah.
But when you stop and you look and you're like, oh, this person has a voice and she's got a platform. And she's actually using it to educate. Positive, like, for helping you. I'm not here to push out all these products and make a ton of money. Like, if we can make the world a better place, it's so, like, very pageant-y, but you know what I mean? Like, make a difference.
So let's get real on that level. I see flat tummy tea. I see some bras.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to look at me when you say that.
I know. Hey.
Are you guys actually trying these products, really believing them before you put them out there?
Okay, so let's go ahead and address the tea thing. Yeah. But people don't realize that despite what the company is, tea is a natural detox.
Oh, no,
so you know what I mean? So a lot of people, when they see people promote, you know, flat tummy tea or the Timmy teas or whatever kind of tea.
Gummy vitamins.
Right. They're just like, oh, well, they're just, all these people are pointing at it, but it's just like, regardless of the company, it's still a tea.
And so you guys are trying them before you actually
buy
them.
I do,
because my thing is, this is my brand. Yeah. I am sticking, I'm putting
your
my stamp on when I post
it.
If it's something faulty, faulty, someone's coming for me.
Yeah.
So I want to test this shit out, and okay, I like it. I'm going to go for it. Yeah. There's a lot of people, they don't realize how many, when you have a platform, how many companies come to you for promotions.
Yeah.
I don't agree to every promotion that comes in my way, because I don't want to be that person like, okay, this girl promoting this week. Oh, this week.
It's like, I know.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm actually promoting something,
you have to genuinely believe in it. Yeah. You can't push something.
So that being said, you guys both said you promoted the bras.
And the tea, actually. Okay. I flat tummy tea as well,
So tell us more about the bras, because I've seen everybody wear them. Does it really give you that cleavage that you
want? So I haven't, before I even did my first post, I was playing around with it in the mirror and just being cute and silly. Like I said, I don't really have boobs, so it did give me a little something, but the thing that I like about it is the fact that it is backless and strapless.
Right.
Because not having boobs, I don't wear bras, but I also have my nipples pierced, so I don't want them to show every single thing. So I like it, because it's like, if I want to wear a tank top, I got a little, girl, what's been going on? You know what I mean? Without actually having to wear bra straps, because I don't wear bras. When I actually do wear bras, it hurts my shoulders. I don't like it.
They're uncomfortable. I agree.
Yeah. Now, for you, you have a little bit extra, because you're on Vanderpump Rules, so how do you, because once you're getting on film and, like, you know, they're going to be editing, how do you, like, have a persona, or how real are you on camera when they're filming?
Oh, man, I don't know how to be fake. To be honest, I really don't know how to be fake. I think you have to be real on Vanderpump Rules. Nobody tells you what to do. No, you can't say, okay, I'm going to plan to get with this person, because if I get with this person, then I'll add more drama. It's literally your life experiences that through, like, the communication line can get through the line, and then producers may ask you about it, but they don't make you do anything you do not want to do. It's all you. That's why season 4 you didn't really see much of me, because I was very like, I ain't talking about that. See you next week. But no, we're filming this summer, and I'm really excited about it. Definitely very real. I definitely have very real relationships with people that will cause a lot of drama.
Nice. Are we going to hear some music on there? You and James?
I'm really hoping. Me and James are working on something right now. Dope. It's really awesome. Dope. He is amazing. I know he calls himself the white Kanye West. People get a little like weird about it, but the man, like, he really, I think why he thinks he's Kanye West is because Kanye West is very passionate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could be Kanye West because you're very passionate. Yeah. Kanye West is very passionate. Everybody, yeah. Everybody got a little Kanye in
them. Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah. So I'm really excited to get some music out with him. I mean, I was at Watch What Happens Live taping last night. Mm-hmm. They had Conan O'Brien and what's her name? Chelsea Lately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But the Conan one was very interesting. I thought it was very cool because James.
Oh, when they drink? No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god, shot ski. Yeah. So I'm taking a shot off the ski, like I'm giving it to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, I love to see where people come from. Like the fact that Conan O'Brien was like, listen, when I first started my talk show host, I didn't think, you know, I was gonna do as well as I did. I had a regular talk show. And I wanted to look normal to people. So that way, when they came in, they would see an old lady cussing or somebody in the stands going crazy, and he would take normal people's lives into this audience and screw them for life, like scar them for life. Like, that's what he wanted. He wanted a big, big change, and I think James has been able to do that. And I'm blessed to say he's my best friend, and I'm blessed to say that I'm on Vanderpump Rules, and I'm really excited about the opportunity, and we'll see where it goes.
I'm excited for this upcoming season. Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't judge me. Do not judge me. I'm saying it right now. Do not judge me.
And we have Baywatch, the movie comes out tomorrow.
Yes, it comes out tomorrow.
So I know you're getting people ripped and ready for getting them Baywatch ready. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay, so last Saturday we did a boot camp at Santa Monica Pier to promote the Baywatch movie.
Yeah.
And it was, I like it because it gets people out and, you know, something as simple as the beach, working on the beach, anyone can do that. You don't have to have a gym membership, you don't have to have anything. And it was just cool to go out and have fun and get people motivated. As they're working out, we're right by the pier, so people are walking by and they're jumping in and they're screaming and they're recording. And it was just cool to have nice energy, just be out in the sun and just, you know what I mean, to get your beach ready and get your beach body ready.
Yeah.
And it's something simple, like, you know what I mean? Just getting up and getting out and getting active, I think, is how you can get Baywatch ready, because it's not a certain body type. It's just about feeling good about yourself.
And how much fun are you having creating these workouts? Because you've done other films, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I helped with the Tarzan movie. Helped with Unforgettable and then Baywatch.
That's, so cool. That's awesome.
Wow. Yes, so it's cool because, like I said, I get free reign to do what I do every single day, and that's just create fun workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to bring people in from all walks of life to come in and work together. After we did Unforgettable, we all went out to Tender Greens and just sat and ate and talked.
Oh,
so it's cool to get to see, you know, understand people and their background, and I love bringing people together as a community, so it was awesome.
Do we have any more of those workouts coming up?
You know, stay tuned.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm on the next
one.
I will.
Do y'all see this? Y'all see this? Get a shot of these veins.
Oh my god!
0% body fat.
So, being that you're going to be filming this summer, what are you doing right now to get ready for the show?
Oh, me, getting the hair and makeup crew together.
Right now,
I'm getting them together. I'm trying to work out. That's why I'm glad you're here. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to get some. Boo. Yeah, I need to get my body right together. I really want to get. I remember last time Lala walked up all the girls while they were drinking alcohol and said, "I see you guys haven't been working on your summer bodies." I don't want to be that girl. I'm not going to be that girl. So I'm definitely mentally preparing myself. I'm just myself anyway. I really don't know how to be anybody else, but I definitely want to get my body right. I would do that if I wasn't filming.
Yeah.
I want to get my body right. I want
to be
feel
the best
better.
You.
Yes. Yeah. That's it.
Feel good.
Surround myself by good, positive people.
Yeah.
And I'm good. I'm good to go.
Yeah. So,
and you're always modeling. I always see on Instagram. And
yeah, today.
Got a little music video coming out.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So, that's right.
And so I had to bring her in. She's a vegan, so I was like, that's my resident vegan.
Vegan! 34 days.
What?
Oh,
congratulations.
Yes.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow. I'm like counting. I was like, wow, it's been...
Wow.
Guys, once you get comfortable with it, like, it's you don't even realize.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't... I mean, I think it's been like 9 months.
Wow.
I feel like Alcoholics Anonymous, they're like 12 weeks.
Yeah.
They're like...
34
I want my chip. I want my chip. Yeah.
Free. I know. We should do that. Yeah. Why don't we have something?
But the chip is like really like a Tostitos chip.
Give me the chip.
Where's the dip? But, this has been awesome. I'm so happy that you guys joined us. This has been amazing.
Thank you, guys. I'm like sad. Now. We're out of time.
It's over. No.
We'll have to invite you guys back
in. Yeah. It was so fun. Yeah.
We love having you.
I know. Everybody's so great.
Thank you so much.
So tell us before we go, because now that everybody's fallen in love with you all even more, remind them where they can find you, what you have coming up, where on social media. We'll start with you.
Okay. So my Instagram is cookie dough with 3 E's.
Yes.
I'm a personal trainer, so I always have new things. I actually have a revenge booty boot camp challenge that starts June 4th. Nice. So you can find that on seasonsfitness.com.
Revenge booty.
Oh, you know, because look, an ex then messed up, and this booty about to get big.
Instagram, Faith Stowers. Also, Facebook, Snapchat, I'll take 2 of you. Twitter, Faith Stowers. Vanderpump Rules is going to be Monday nights at 8 o'clock. You guys will start seeing more trailers when that
I will be recording watching.
Well, we'll probably have you over at AfterBuzz too. Come back.
And where can we find you online?
Instagram is Black Rabbit Babe. Actually, everything, all my handles are Black Rabbit Babe. Twitter, actually, Snapchat is Dez JPG. Is Dez period JPG, like the picture?
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
You know, a JPEG.
Yeah.
But at the time when I had Snapchat, I thought it was only photos. So I was like, okay, I'm clever. And then they did video and I was like, oh, that's so clever. And then people get confused and they're like, what is that? But my website is blackrabbitbabe.com. I'm actually launching my clothing line very soon. Yes. So stay tuned. I've got like fitness stuff going on as well. So I'll give you guys some women's clothes you can wear.
Yes. Give me some bathing suit.
They're coming.
Thirst trap. I'm the thirst trap queen. I will be on Instagram. My booty out. Give me stuff.
I got you. Don't worry.
I love that.
Taken care of.
Alright, you guys, you can find me online at fitwithfallon.com and at fitwithfallon on all social media. Shaka.
You guys can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, and watch for our Instagram and our Twitter at FitClubBHL.
Alright, we had a great time. Tune in, same place, same channel next week. Fit Club. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
That was fun.
That was awesome.
So we stay.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions or comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram
at
King XO Bay. Yes. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.